The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Ramona Shelby, Tim Talis, Sean Monica, McNutt, Frank Isola.
Knocked away and stolen by Holiday. Phoenix has to foul.
A play you may not have caught from game five, maybe, so I'm going to show it to you a couple times. And in every language on the planet.
I love it.
Let's go around the horn.
Bellissimo.
That may be the best one. But no matter what language it is, beautiful. To have the two plays he's had in the last two games and still not have won the finals is amazing to me. I mean, what do you do for an encore? All those screams and hollers and doot-doot-doot-doot-doot-doot-doot that was for the holiday steal of the Giannis oop. But there was a lot that went down at the end of Game 5 that has us to this place where Milwaukee's one game away from the title. And Phoenix is got to just be standing there looking at their 2-0 lead vanished, thinking, how could this happen? Well, here's how. I mean, Drew Holiday is just snatching souls. Ramona Shelburne, around the horn to you. Who's the biggest Bucks hero from Game 5?
Yeah, it's Drew Holiday. I mean, look, this guy was 4 for 20 in Game 4. He was shooting 33% for the series going into Game 5. For him to put up 27 and 13 assists, where the Bucks, they scored 31 points off those assists. So that's a total of 51 points total. They have been, he to me is the bellwether for them. And for him to have that kind of an offensive game where he's that aggressive and that productive, but also be able to defend Devin Booker and Chris Paul, they're shooting 27% when Drew Holiday contests a shot. That's good defense. And so that last play with the steal is emblematic of what he did in this game. But I think for him to have that kind of a game really put Milwaukee in a position it hasn't been in before.
Tim Kalishaw.
I may get outvoted here, but I got to go with Chris Middleton because he had the 40-point game in huge four. He had the huge night there in when they even the series. And a lot of times in the regular season, we've seen him have big games and then not necessarily follow them up. And there have been questions about whether he's a really number two on a great team. And he comes back with 29 more, hits big threes, hits shots with guys in his face. And the really the difference in the series for me is that Giannis and Booker, except for one game, they're scoring every night. But Phoenix doesn't have a number two score the way Middleton is delivering for the Bucks. Mm-hmm.
Looking over at Monica McNutt, I don't know what I would call the face you're making at Kalish's argument here. Nonplussed might be. So please go ahead.
Middleton, Kalishaw, I mean, we know that he's capable of these performances. We think back to the 38-point outburst in the Brooklyn series. But Holiday is easily the guy that's been most impressive. His offensive production has been the biggest question mark when you look at the big three. Not only did he have all of those assists, but in that second quarter in particular, when they scored 43 points, he assisted or scored on 27 of those, and he's playing on both sides of the ball. That was an outstanding game for Holiday.
All right, so that's two for Holiday and one for Middleton. Nobody's even mentioned the word, the name Giannis in as far as the hero for the Bucks, which is shocking. Frank Isola, you're our hero. Go ahead.
Giannis was great, but it was Holiday. He was unbelievable the way that he played on that steal and then the alley-oop dunk, the lob pass. Remember, Tony, if you go back to two straight postseasons, it was Eric Bledsoe who played well, but not good enough. They felt they wanted to make an upgrade. They went out and got Drew Holiday, and they invested a lot to get him. They basically mortgaged the future for moments like this. And Holiday, at times in the Nets series, you thought maybe the name on the back of the jersey still said Bledsoe. Yet in Game 7 in the fourth quarter against Brooklyn, he was big time. And in that game, the other night, the steal and the lob pass, in the moment of truth, Drew Holiday came through with flying colors. He was outstanding.
Okay, maybe Giannis will have a 60-30 game coming up and have an alley-oop to himself in order for you to give a vote to him as biggest hero for Milwaukee. This stuns me. Ramona, can I ask you about it from the Phoenix perspective? Because there are stats going around about Chris Paul and how, should he lose this series, he set the NBA record for most times blowing a 2-0 lead in the series. Which kind of blows your mind that somebody is putting that stat together. Another piece of information in this finals, Devin Booker has zero assists in the fourth quarter. Could that be the reason why Phoenix has failed to close out games? When you're thinking about the disappointment here for Phoenix, how'd they arrive here?
Well, look, I think it's their defense in Game 5. When you allow all three of the Bucks scorers to get going the way Giannis and Middleton and Drew did, that means you're not playing very good defense. The only guy out there who has been an effective individual defender has been Mikal Bridges. He was 4-for-14. They were 4-for-14 with Bridges defending. But everybody else is just... They're just giving up points left and right. And I think DeAndre Ayton, and I hate to put this on him because he went for 20 and 10, but it was a quiet 20 and 10. He's doing nothing against Giannis. Like, this has been a referendum on big men in the NBA, okay? Ayton has had a great postseason. He deserves all the kudos he's gotten. But in this series, he has not been able to stop Giannis. Giannis has 13 consecutive games, Tony, shooting more than 50%. This is the finals.
Well, that's proof right there. That's not just Ayton. It's proof that Giannis has done it for the entire postseason, Ramon. I'm not going to just let you ask the question. Okay. He's done nothing to stop Giannis. How do you stop Giannis? You're Monty Williams right now. Take me through the game plan.
You go study every single playoff series where teams like the Toronto Raptors have built a wall. Okay, so get Torrey Craig out there. Get Jay Crowder out there. DeAndre Ayton. You study all those game plans where they have built a wall against Giannis and been successful at slowing him down, because they have not been able to do that at all in the series. If anything, Giannis has gotten better.
Tim, when you think about how Phoenix let this 2-0 lead vanish from them, and specifically Game 5, their biggest disappointment?
You know, I think for the series, Chris Paul, what he awful in games 3 and 4, and not great really in game 5. And he stands out because of all the massive things he did, you know, against Denver and against Clippers and even in game 1 of this series. But I got to point to Monty Williams too, who was coach of the year and a guy everybody in the world should respect for his personal life. But at the start of the second quarter, when you let Milwaukee just erase a 16-point lead, and Booker, your only guy who's scoring, is sitting on the bench, and you don't use any of those 7 timeouts they give you. You just let them come back and destroy your first quarter. That's terrible coaching for that quarter.
Monica McNutt.
I think Chris Paul is the easy one. I do wonder if he's more injured than he's letting on and just not using it as an excuse. They say, are you hurt or are you injured? And he's playing through an injury. But I think I'm more on an entire team debacle. There's been no one to assist Book or even CP3 in his better games, and they have done entirely too much standing around. The culmination of that final play where Holiday makes a great defensive play and snatches that ball, literally, the Phoenix Suns are all standing there watching Book get surrounded by 3 Bucks jerseys. And so, as a unit, I just expected somebody to come up with some key plays, big-time rebounds, help your stars out.
Frank Isola.
You know, it's funny how we operate sometimes in the media. Chris Paul got credit for games 1 and 2 of the Western Conference Finals, and he wasn't even in the same state where the game was taking place. Oh, he's FaceTiming his teammates. He's saying this to them. Yet, we don't want to give him any of the blame for what's happened now. He is a terrific player. We know what
Here
he means
Frank.
On the court, what his voice means as the head of the Players Association, but he has not played well. We should hold him to a high standard, because that's the standard that he holds himself to. He has not played well. They need him to do something. When they're getting outscored by 26 over the second and third quarters of Game 5, Chris Paul needs to do something on both ends of the court. The turnovers have killed him. He hasn't played well enough, and I agree with Monica. I think he's carrying an injury, and to his credit, he doesn't want to use it.
Well, he did have the MRI in between the Western Conference Finals and the NBA Finals on the left hand, but he did have great games in Game 1 specifically, and Game 2. Diagnose that for me, if you can, Frank. On the court, why has it been a light switch that it's just turned off for Chris Paul?
Yeah, well, Ramon has touched on it. You know, Drew Holiday, defense. You know, the guy's built like a linebacker. He is going to wear you down. And it's now been a long season for Chris Paul. And you're playing a guy like Drew Holiday. Every possession, they pick him up, and they're making him work. And then you're changing other guys on Devin Booker. So defensively, Mike Budenholzer, who everybody loves to kill, they've actually done a very good job defensively on both Booker and Chris Paul when it's mattered.
Ramona, you're Monty Williams. How do you turn the tide after these 3 straight losses?
Well, what you do is you keep the focus small, and you don't look at where you are that you have to win a game on the road. You look at numbers like, we are minus 39 when Devin Booker is not on the court. Okay, so you have a choice. You either do an adjustment with the lineups where Devin Booker, when he's not on the court, you do a different lineup out there, because clearly what you're doing isn't working, or you just keep Booker in the whole game. He's young. He can do it.
48-minute game from Booker is the adjustment you make. Tim Kalishuk.
I mean, at this point.
You just called out Monty Williams, but now I'm going to ask you to get in his head right here.
Yeah, if I'm a Phoenix fan, I want to see Cam Johnson on the floor more. He sat a lot in the last game, and that's because they were struggling. They were getting killed at the defensive end. But if you're not going to play good defense anyway, get the guy who can shoot. Get the guy who can support Booker out there for more threes. They needed him in the last game. They need him now.
Monica McNutt.
Well, I'm looking at game four. We were up 38 minutes practically, and I'm watching the adjustments that we need to make down the stretch to hold on to that lead. I'm also then going to the run in the fourth quarter in which we got back into this ballgame. You're not that far away if you're the Phoenix Suns. Yes, the Bucks have come up with huge plays and big-time moments, but you also cannot act like Phoenix didn't play a role in those in terms of untimely turnovers. You're not that far away if you're the Phoenix Suns.
Frank Isola.
Yeah, and I think, too, you know, give Giannis a lot of credit because, you know, over the course of these playoffs, his understanding of the game and his place in the game, I think, has really improved. So he doesn't need to take, you know, 20, 30 shots a game. He's becoming a superstar role player, especially when he plays center. He lets Middleton get involved. He lets Jrue Holiday get involved. You hear him at his press conference. He's the most humble guy out there. If you don't like Giannis, you don't like ice cream, pizza, and puppy dogs. The guy is unbelievable.
That is fascinating for me to hear you say, Frank, because people on this panel, I'm not calling you out, Frank, I don't even remember, but there is a thought that on Rings Mountain, there's one way to do it. That's the Michael Jordan way, right? You have to be an assassin and a killer. You have to demand the last shot. And people have criticized Giannis for that and said Bucks' end of game and capabilities have been because he's not, what did you call him, a superstar role player? That's...
Superstar role
player. I'm not sure if that jives completely, but what are we, thumbs up or thumbs down on Giannis being a role player anyway? He plays every role, I guess, is that what you're
saying? He's a superstar.
But to your point, Frank, here it is, your moment of zen. I know we call Jack the Big Aristotle. This is the Big Aristotle here, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
That's like a mindset to have that, like, when you focus on the past, that's your ego. When I focus in the future, it's my pride. Like, yeah, next game, game five, I do this and this and this. You know, I'm going down. That's your pride, sir. I kind of like try to focus in the, you know, in the moment, in the present. And that's humility. That's being humble. That's not setting no expectations.
Monica and Kalashaw need to focus on the present right now with that score. But we'll be back in by yourself.
That's like the man.
Around the Horn is brought to you by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Only pay for what you need.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17.
Colin Morikawa's win at the Open. Gradually, then suddenly. Over Oosthuizen and Spieth and Rahm. I read somewhere this was his first or second time ever on the links courses. And his emergence on the global scene suddenly was world amateur number one at home in LA and then at college at Cal. But this is a whole nother ballgame. He's got two majors coupled with last year's PGA, and he's not even 25 yet. Tim Kalashaw, are you ready to call Colin Morikawa next? Or is he already there, the best golfer on the planet?
I think he's there. I think he and Brooks Koepka, it's between those two for the next 5 years to see who's going to be the dominant player in majors. But when you win your first PGA and your first Open Championship and you just don't make mistakes on Sunday the way he didn't do in either event, you're very close to being the best.
Monica?
I think the way that he's done it, to Kalashaw's point, right? He was down or trailing going into the final day of both of the majors that he won. And he comes from behind and does it. It sets incredible precedent. The ceiling is super high. Definitely a guy to keep your eye on, although he's not ranked number one in the world yet.
Frank Isola.
As they say in England, he was a debutant at the Open. Here's the thing. You mentioned Koepka, Tim. Look at the size of Brooks Koepka. That's what's so great about golf. Then you look at Morikawa, who's in terrific shape, but not that size. And he hit his irons. I'm not going to get too into the weeds here, but the weather was so good. That helped his game. And he putted terribly at the Scottish Open the week before. He was the best putter this week at the Open.
Ramona Shelburne.
Look, he's playing the best right now, but we've seen this before from a lot of young golfers.
Yes,
Jordan Spieth
was
21 when he won three majors in 3 years. Rory McIlroy, right? Brooks Koepka. We've seen a lot of good young golfers have a great run like this, but golf, as they say, is about the long game. And I think he's a great young player that I'm excited to go to see the next few years of his career. But he's just the best right now.
Tim, would you say the way he was able to shift on the fly and adapt his game, his whole putting stroke was changed in this tournament?
Yeah.
And that's the only thing he's lacked. I mean, he's the best ball striker out there. I mean, he's got the best swing. He has a perfect swing.
Buy or sell two. The latest on the shooting outside Nats Park in Washington, D.C. Three injured. One was grazed by a bullet. Two that were shot walked into the hospital. They're said to be in stable condition. Investigation continues. That the shots could be heard as if they were in the stadium by players and fans, and that you could hear them on the telecast, put it all out there for everyone in a way no one could be comfortable with.
I heard someone say get down, so I just started going under the seats.
Oh my gosh, how are you feeling?
It was my second shooting, so I was kind of prepared.
Jess Arnold, WUSA 9's reporting there with an 8-year-old girl. Ramona, seeing something like this weekend, what went through your mind?
Oh my God, that video, I've seen that video a few times, and for her to say it's my second shooting, like, my son isn't in school yet. I can't even watch it. I get really upset because this is America, man. We got to do something about this.
Tim Kalashaw.
You know, it reminded me that some of us have been going to events a long time, and we're a little jaded going through the metal detectors, thinking, yeah, why are we doing this? And this is the reminder exactly why we're doing this. The shooting was outside the stadium. It's much harder to do something, but it doesn't mean it couldn't happen, and that's why everyone was so scared.
Monica?
I mean, you hate to hear a child speak so almost casually about a potential active shooter event.
Yeah.
But it did also make me think about the relationship that major teams have with the community. And while that area around Nats Park has changed a ton, I remember when it was built there, and it was an area that lacked a lot of resources. The Nats have done a great job with their youth development program, but I just wonder, is there room for pro teams to continue to help improve the area overall for everyone?
Frank Isola.
Well, you know, you think about what happened at that concert in Las Vegas. So people are in the stadium. They hear gunshots. They don't know if they're being shot at. They're coming from inside the stadium. And Tony, all those people that were there, you think about people could get trampled. All in all, it's pretty amazing that nobody was really seriously hurt. The people running out of the stadium, what a horrible, horrible story.
Monica, that's well said, though. The ballparks are in the community. They are the community as well. And we can never forget that, especially looking at where these... Very good point, Monica. We'll move on. The star, and one of the biggest, if not the biggest reason why your team made the Stanley Cup Finals, is available for the expansion draft. Seattle Kraken will have a crack at goaltender Carey Price. Buy or sell the Montreal Canadiens putting Price out there. Buy or sell the Kraken gobbling him up, building the franchise around him, Frank.
Yeah, they're taking a chance that they're not going to take on that contract. But think about what Vegas did with Marc-Andre Fleury. You're going to build a team. You're going to do it from the goal, you know, a great goaltender. I'll tell you what, if I'm the Kraken, I'm taking Casey Price.
Carey Price. Ramona Shelburne?
Carey Price.
Yeah, look, he's got a no-trade clause, right? But this is, so he obviously had to waive that to be included in this. He's kind of trying to be a good teammate here because he's got an injury and they want to preserve the backup goalie, Jake Allen. So I don't know. I think they're playing with fire here. If I'm the Kraken, I call their bluff. And if he doesn't want to play for you, that's fine. You can trade him and force him to see if he'll waive that no-trade clause again.
Tim Kalashaw.
I think it's too risky on Montreal's end. I know he's the only player out there available that cap hits over $10 million. They probably won't and probably shouldn't take him. But you don't know that for sure if you're Montreal. I would never put Price
on. Monica McNutt.
Well, you got to think about it. This guy's 33, has an injury history. Part of this, to Ramona's point, is he kind of knew he was going to land in this spot because of his injuries. If I'm the Kraken, I think I'd leave it alone, too.
You build quickly.
Alishaw McNutt. Ooh, got that horn came kind of quick today. Thanks for your efforts. We're going to look at Ramona Shelburne and Frank Gaisola up close. Showdown in 2 minutes.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Pittsburgh Pirates were the offenders of the most bizarre play of the baseball season. You remember this when they forgot. It was a force out at first. Javi Baez baited them into a run down in between home and first, and hilarity ensued. Well, here, this weekend, the Pirates maybe got their revenge at the expense of the Mets. Here's Taijuan Walker on the mound. He tries to convince everybody this ball is foul as it's on the line, and nobody goes after it as he swipes it way over there. Three Pirates come in to score. So I want you to break down this play for us and tell me if the Pirates redeemed themselves. Ramona Shelburne, first you.
The Pirates didn't do anything here. They were just standing there when Taijuan Walker pulled this up. Look, he doesn't need to throw it in the stands. My goodness, if the ball rolls back fair, it's just one run, but he throws it in the stands, it's three. Yeah.
Frank? Defend the Mets.
Tony, you remember that playoff game that time with Chuck Knobloch? He's yelling at the umpire while guys are circling the bases. What is Walker doing there? Get the ball. But guess what? The Mets redeemed themselves because they blew a six-run lead the night before. This time they actually came back and won the game. Michael Conforto, home run.
Right. But we're only asking you about this play right now.
Frank defended the Mets. Oh, my gosh.
Point, Ramona Shelburne. Showdown two. Back to the Giannis oop. All right. We want to look at this from all angles because freeze it. Adele is in shock here, all right? You see Adele, she's right there. And right here is LeBron, okay, we'll zoom in, with his own personal tequila bottle. Is that product placement fair or foul, Frank?
I think it's fair. It's foul from this standpoint. Why is LeBron the only person that's allowed to have a bottle courtside? I can't believe what he gets away with there. But he was rooting for Chris Paul. It was Giannis with the big dunk.
Ramona?
Look, if you can get away with it, it's fine. I think everybody else gets stopped with that bottle of tequila, but LeBron's done so much for the league. Go ahead. Let him sell the Los Lobos.
You guys are
hopefully
ridiculous.
He's passing
the two
around.
Of you are ridiculous. I'm not even giving a point on that one. FaceTime, Ramona Shelburne.
All right, if we're going to knock Team USA men's basketball when they lose, we got to give them a shout-out when they win. And I want to – Keldon Johnson was the last guy added to this team, and a lot of people said, huh? Who's Keldon Johnson? Well, he said, I am so excited to be at the Olympics. His parents were crying when he was named to the team. He had 10 points in that third quarter of their win over Spain. They were about to lose that game, and he came back and gave them the energy. He is what the Olympics are all about, somebody who's so excited to be there. I'm psyched for Tokyo. I know everybody's complaining about the bubble and the protocols. I'm an Olympics person. Just play the music. I get excited.
Ramona, today's a special day. Is it not a special day today? Ramona, happy birthday.
It's happy birthday. I didn't even ask for the birthday.
We'll see you tomorrow.
He gave it to me.